This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
Now, it's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis.
Good morning, everyone. On the final Saturday in August, we welcome you into another edition of Tee to Green. We're live and on the air here on WGR Sports Radio 550 and live on our video stream on Instagram, on Twitter, on YouTube, at T2G Buffalo. Thanks for waking up. We've got a few extra minutes here, starting just before 7. Excited to be here at Golf Dojo on Niagara Falls Boulevard for our final live WGR radio show of the season, as we are inside bay number 4.
Yep, teaching bay.
That's right.
For teaching.
Teaching bay number 4.
Yep.
Jeff Mitis, PGA Pro, good morning.
Good morning, yeah.
We're at your home stopping grounds here.
Yeah, it's real easy for me to get here. Yeah, it's nice. We're excited to be here. A little disappointing to have the last show of the year. Can't believe the season flew by that quick. It was a little weird. I left my windows open last night. A little chilly in the house this morning, but I love this time of year. This is the best time of year to play golf, too.
Kevin Sylvester, good morning.
Hey, morning. I played yesterday, and you know, everybody's like, "Oh, it's chilly." I love this kind of temperatures. You know, whether if you're bull, you know, you can get away with shorts, but you got to wear a quarter zip or a nice Donald Ross hoodie.
Yep.
And I'm playing again today. It's a
what?
Yes.
Two days in a row.
Listen, you know how much
you're
golf
breaking
I've
character.
Missed? I've missed so much golf this summer. I love this type of weather. It's great.
Me too.
Yeah. We are live here at 1154 Niagara Falls Boulevard, one of their two locations, but we have some news on that here coming up in just one moment. The other location, of course, on Transit Road. Give me the number for that, Jeff.
Help me.
We were having fun with it before the show.
8750? No, wait.
7850.
7350. Sorry.
Transit Road, right across from the Eastern Hills Mall.
I didn't know there'd be math.
It's
Brian.
In the G&G Fitness building.
Yes.
That's right.
That's it.
Right across from Duff's. We all know where Duff's is.
Yes.
That's right. Right across
from Duff's. From Duff's?
Pretty much.
You're thinking the old mall there.
There's Duff's in that mall.
Yeah.
Is there anything that's the only thing left in that mall?
It's the only thing that has cars in front of it.
The Orbis store. Steelhead season is coming upon us.
The most vigorous business in that strip is Golf Dojo, just so you know.
Well, yeah. On your side of the street, Orbis gets a lot of traffic on the other.
I was there on Thursday night.
Hitting some balls?
At Transit, hitting balls.
Yeah. And we got your team coming in next week.
Yes, my sweet home team is excited. Thank you yesterday for coming over and saying hello to them. We were over at Glen Oak doing a little short game work on their beautiful short game practice facility.
Yep.
You give them the motivational speech? You know,
no,
you
I gave them a little.
There, give 110%.
Do some push-ups? No, we did just a little chipping and putting clinic, that's all.
Nice.
So. Yeah, you did a nice job with that. Coming up on the show here, we're going to be joined by co-owner of Golf Dojo, Tom Capolo, in just one moment as a... He's here with an exciting announcement about some new Golf Dojos upcoming. We'll get our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week from Jeff, and then, of course, our look around the pro scenes, the PGA Tour wrapping up last week, Champions Tour LPGA report, and, of course, big week this week for the Ryder Cup. We'll give everybody our thoughts on that here in just one moment. But again, live here on WGR, Evan DePasquale producing back in our Amherst studios. Evan's done a great job for us all year. Thank you, Evan. And you can follow us and watch us if you want to see us here inside Teaching Bay number 4 at the Niagara Falls Boulevard Golf Dojo location. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter or X at T2G Buffalo. And we're also on our YouTube page. So we'd love to have you come and watch us there on the video as well. All right, let's bring in Tom.
Morning, Brian.
Hi, Tom.
Thanks so much for being back, and It's always great to have the last show of the year for you guys here at Golf Dojo.
Bittersweet. We have kind of almost made it a tradition here now, though. I think the last three seasons we've started our live radio WGR series shows at Dojo and now finishing it up here as the summer, unfortunately, is coming to a close quick.
And to be clear, we love playing outside. And so we want to get as much fall golf in as we can. I agree with Kevin. It's the best time of year to play. But as soon as the weather turns, we're ready for you here at Golf Dojo.
That's right. And I was there, like, it was raining on Thursday night. That's why I was here.
And you guys are educators, so you got to go back to work.
Mm-hmm.
I was chuckling.
Let me remind that to you of that. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Good luck to all the kiddos and parents. I'm sure some of them pushing them out the door, Kevin Sylvester, right?
This
to start the year.
Well, actually, you know what? The end is coming near, so you get a little sad about that. The third one.
The last one, yes,
yeah,
going through toward the end.
Thinking, what the heck's going to happen when he's gone, right?
It's quiet.
It does, yeah. I mean,
it's quiet.
But I'm lamenting having to figure out lunch every day, you know?
Isn't he a senior?
No, he's just going to be a sophomore.
Oh, okay, that's right.
He is a sophomore. Yeah. And no, but, you know, there's lunch, you know. I can't. You let a sophomore loose in the cafeteria, it gets expensive. So we gotta factor things out. But when the days that he's not buying, you know,
all I know is that
yeah, you got
that Jack is eating six meals a day.
Oh, it's insane,
like,
isn't
yes.
it?
I'll hear him like at 11:30 at night go down the stairs, and I'll be like, and I hear the fridge open. I'm like, here we go again. He's got
yes, yes.
I know.
I cooked him dinner the other night after volleyball practice, and you know, I made a real nice dinner. And, like, you know, hour later, he's into the cereal. I'm like, dude, what are you doing?
I remember being like that. I'm still like that.
And he's, yes. Yeah. And I'm jealous because he's eating six meals a day and he still weighs like 80 pounds.
Yeah. I found with my oldest child, you can't do six meals a day with him. It doesn't
yeah. Trying to be supportive, right? Right?
Well, you're training for your golf season. Yeah, you got to bulk up.
It's like I found out when I worked for the Sabres and you get on the team charter afterwards, and they bring out, you know, they got filet and all these things, and dinner again, right? And I asked the trainer, I said, hey, how many calories do the players eat? He's like, it's 3,000 to 4,000. He goes, stop eating the meal.
Subtlety.
I'm like, Yes. Okay, you got it.
That's right. So we're just here after 7 o'clock now. We welcome you again into our final WGR show of the season. We always finish off the week before the Bills start. I know we're excited for the Bills starting against the Ravens next week, but we got to talk Ryder Cup. But first, exciting news. Tom is here to tell us all about it. So I'm going to bump it ahead of the Ryder Cup in the schedule here, Tom.
Big time.
Yes. So we've done shows from Transit Road. We've done shows here today, of course, Niagara Falls Boulevard. And we're going to be doing shows from maybe a new spot here soon.
We did one from 1812. Awesome.
From 1812 Tavern, yeah.
In July for our kind of mid-season show.
Yeah.
Jeff Blank and Jeff Midas and I were out at 1812 Tavern in Hamburg, which is 5381 Abbott Road in Hamburg. New spot, terrific spot. They have an upstairs room. We've partnered with them. We have a Golf Dojo Bay that will go live this weekend. And
nice.
So folks can start booking at 1812 on the Golf Dojo website, so mygolfdojo.com, but they can do that now. And then the big news is in November, we will have a full location in the South Towns, 3930 Burke Parkway, really behind the Wegmans on McKinley there. That's where we're going to be. It's a 7-bay location. We're really excited about the expansion of Golf Dojo and the opportunity to bring this setup to the South Towns.
Really excited. Congratulations to you and Matt.
Thank you. Thank you. And to Jeff, who's been with us from the start and the architect of a lot of this.
We'll just call that Golf Dojo Stadium.
You know, it's so funny. We work with a terrific marketing group, and we were talking about, is there a way that we can put a GoPro up as the build happens and so that we can have the two Orchard Park builds happening simultaneously here this fall? And
I like it.
We're gonna beat them open, but I think both are going to be pretty nice.
We're going to spend a little less building it, too. Yes. Yeah.
They hope.
Yes, I hope so.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
The costs go up as you go. Yeah. Now, that's super exciting, Tom, and congrats to you and Max for what you guys have been doing. But obviously, if you're doing this, that shows that the demand is there and that you guys have found a successful model. So congratulations on that. And I'm sure it's exciting for you guys, too, and Jeff, that people are excited to come in and do everything that we've been talking about you can do at Golf Dojo. It's having fun. It's getting the numbers. It's bringing your friends. It's getting lessons. It's getting better. Like, all those things encompassed into one.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's hard to believe that May of 2022, we opened on Transit, and we really, it was like Field of Dreams. We were just, we wanted a place to play indoor golf because of the Buffalo weather. We got hooked up through Steve Beattie from Custom Turf with Jeff. And we said, let's really put together a good practice facility where people can play their own game. And all of a sudden, now a third location is opening. It's just incredible.
And I appreciate it because we've been allowed to do things that are good for golf. You know, running junior programs, running women's programs, running veterans programs, giving lessons. We're going to have a much more expansive staff now. We're bringing on some other things for an academy type operation. And it's people just enjoy it. They like that it's BYO. The other thing is there's a new booking system coming, which is going to make things a little more seamless for our members and guests.
We do. So first, to be clear, one membership gets you access to all of the bays in Western New York and all the Golf Dojo bays that we can. And so the South Towns location will be part of our ecosystem. You'll still go to mygolfdojo.com. You'll be able to book at whatever location you want. Your membership and your membership discounts will be good at all those locations. And as Jeff just said, we have partnered with TrackMan. TrackMan, over the course of the last year, we've been in conversation with them. They've built their own booking system that integrates fully with the technology that we use. And so in the fall here, we're going to transition to TrackMan booking.
Which will be good. And you were saying when people come in, they can have the course set up already and things. I mean, there's a lot of cool options.
If you use the TrackMan app now, which I really do think that if you're a person that's going to come to go to any TrackMan facility, but of course ours, you want to use the TrackMan app so that you can have all of your data, you can have all your numbers available to you and keep it and evaluate it, have Jeff look at it when he gives lessons. This booking system will allow you to book the time. You can book the course you want to play. You can book the tees that you want to play. And so all of it's set up. All you do is you use a QR code on the screen when you get in and save a little more time at the start of the round.
I was going to say, it's going to save time, so you have more time for golf.
Correct.
Essentially, with that, and that's never a bad thing. Tom, I don't want you to reveal any of the secret sauce, okay? But what do you think has made Golf Dojo so successful where you've been allowed to expand?
So a few things. I do think that we, of course, the technology matters a great deal, and we have a great partner in TrackMan, and we've had an incredible relationship with them. We've been on calls in Copenhagen with them. We've been on calls in New York City with all the people that care deep. They care deeply about the success of all of the companies that use TrackMan. But we're also a physical space company, right? We prioritize physical space because I do think that when people have had bad experiences in simulators, they say, it's cramped, everybody's watching me. I don't feel like it's golf. We've done everything we can to just have a great space, and that really is a shout-out to Max Grundy, my business partner and my best friend, who really envisioned all of this. You close the doors behind you, and I think we get as close to outdoor golf as you can inside.
I think it's accurate. I think the space does matter. You're not claustrophobic.
Yeah, and if you've been to Niagara Falls Boulevard or Transit, we're between 14 and 16 foot ceilings here. We're looking at 30 foot ceilings in the South Towns. It really is going to feel like a different setup. When I walked in for the first time and was standing in the space, I thought, well, this is what they were thinking about when they started TGL.
That kind of space.
Right, it's really big.
Yeah,
I love it in the sense that you can come in here and, like you said, not only can you shut the doors, but I mean, what the options are during your hour or your hour and a half or your 2 hours or whatever you book, it's really limitless.
Yeah,
like you
said, for sure.
Like, I had my high school team party here. I know we've seen Lady Lynx bring leagues here. I know other, you know, groups and organizations around. You guys have brought hope here.
Yep.
Like, you can have a private lesson one-on-one.
Yep. We're going to be doing
a come with four buddies and have a 2v2 match. You can come by yourself and look at the numbers.
You can bring your kids and play games.
Bring your kids and play games. I love the fact that there's so many different things that you can do in this space in your time.
450-something golf courses. It keeps going up every day, so I lose track. Yeah.
Well, I want to put a postscript on Kevin's question, too, about the success. I also think it's been about embracing the golf community in Western New York and building great partnerships. It starts with you guys. You guys have been terrific to us and champions of this really from the get-go. And obviously your connection with Jeff is a part of that, but just the relationship and the word of mouth that you do to spread this. But then also Steve and Custom Turf, right?
Sure.
When you come into our bays, Steve designed everything you see at Transit, right? He walked into Transit the first time. We didn't know what we were doing. And he said, I think there should be turf everywhere. That has been such an important part of what we do, right? We get to Niagara Falls Boulevard, and he said, I think the patio should extend between the two spaces, which was different than Transit, because then when they open it, it really feels like a singular space. And so partnerships like that, the Lady Links for sure, what Dana has done to promote golf in Western New York is incredible. Our ability to host her is what we always want to do. And there's so many other partners that we're just so grateful for. And, of course, the Western New York PGA.
Steve is incredible. Steve Beatty is the guy's incredible.
He's an artist.
He's an artist.
Yes,
that's
he is
the word
an
I was going to
yes.
use.
Yeah. He's an artist. He's a craftsman. And he's just a fabulous person, too, you know?
He's a character. That's what I'll say.
And a pretty good stick.
He is a good
stick. Oh, yes. Yes.
Listen, he got far in our duster. He's a great putter.
Yes. Well, how about in the first tee outing?
Yeah. Yes. He putts
holy
well.
Smokes. Yeah, he
got to the final eight of our duster challenge this year.
He yes. lost in the finals of his club championship, too. He made it to the finals.
At the first tee outing at Craigburn, he was making 15 and 18 footers. And before they're going in the hole, he's looking and kind of grinning at us. Yeah. Doing that Steve laugh.
Yep. That's Steve. Yeah.
By the way, appreciate Custom Turf support of Tee to Green. You can go to customturf.com. to see some of Steve's work. He's done things, our basements, our backyards, here at Golf Dojo. If you want to see maybe what he can do for you and your family or your yard or your kids or your dog.
Check out the country clubs. They all have his work. Yeah.
If I ever build a house, it won't be in New York State, by the way, with the new rules coming in 2026. That's my political room.
Okay, let's get into that.
But anyhow, if I ever build a house, Steve's going to design it. No doubt. The carpet's just going to be turf.
Your wife will love that.
Right. Although she's getting into golf, too.
Oh, right? Getting into golf?
Yes.
Wow, that's an understatement.
That's my fault. Sorry.
Yeah, thanks, dude.
That's right.
No, it's actually great. We actually played the other day. We had a great time.
Tom Coppola with us here, one of the co-owners of Golf Dojo. Excited to announce their new Southtowns location, 3930 Burke Parkway, down in the Southtown. So, hey, if you're a Southtowns guy, you're listening, you want to get to Dojo, the drive's going to be a lot shorter, and excited for all of you listening down there. You mentioned the new booking system, and also we've got a new membership drive opportunity coming up here with this new location opening.
For the old school Golf Dojo folks probably remember the Golf Dojo 100, our first 100 members. We were thinking about opening the third location. Feels like a different place, right? These two in the North Towns, it really feels different. We wanted to make sure that we have something for the South Towns folks. And so we are going to do an opening membership drive. Any member can purchase 10-hour packs for $35 an hour. And so I don't know that you can get better value. If you want to commit to indoor golf in the winter, this is the way to do it, right? You can save money every time you book, of course, as a member. But if you buy your membership now, you can buy packs of 10 for $350.
Okay. That's a good deal. $35 an hour for indoor golf in the winter. Good.
What is
the track, man?
Because that's the prime time, too.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Is there an anticipated opening date?
Yeah, November 1st. Sorry.
November 1st.
Thank you, Kev. Yeah, November 1st is when we look at kicking off here at Burke Parkway.
Awesome.
Very, very cool.
That's right around the corner, November 1st.
It's unbelievable.
Sadly, right?
It's unbelievable.
Like, it's going to be
60
here before
days.
We know it. Yeah.
Jeff, will you be available if someone's living
I'll
in Hamburg and wants
lot.
To Orchard Park to book a lesson with you there.
Oh, yeah. There'll be a rotation. I'll be in and out of the three locations just because for the teaching demand. And I'm looking forward to being out there and introducing myself to a lot of the South Towns people who may not know about the Golf Dojo.
There's a cloning machine. They're cloning Jeff. There's going to be a Jeff.
It better be a big machine.
you know what? Since Jeff has been with us, I think he's the best teacher in Western New York. He's clearly helped all of us in this room. We have talked all summer, Jeff and I, about building a stable of coaches that work with him and for him, and he can help to train, and so that we will have lessons available and opportunities for you to be with a PGA pro or an aspiring PGA pro at any of our locations.
And we're going to run an indoor PGA Junior League this winter, too, which if you're familiar with PGA Junior League, there's ways we can do it with TrackMan. It'll be a fun way for kids to come in and play golf with their buddies once a week, too. Yeah.
Great idea.
Yeah. I like that idea. Yeah, it'd be fun. I like working with kids, so that's super fun.
Parental approved electronics.
Oh, I like
TrackMan.
That's another term.
Kev, you're always good at those.
There you go.
Parental approved electronics.
Yeah, PAE. Come get the PAE at Golf Dojo.
There you go.
And ARF. Accurate reliable feedback. You get your ARF at the PA.
Have we trademarked that yet? We were going to.
I'm not sure we need to.
Yeah. It's a little close to ALF. Yeah.
No one's jumping to at the bit to grab that. I like it. Yeah, for sure. Hey, if you want to get a lesson with Jeff, you can do so. Jeff@mygolfdojo.com. Again, Jeff@mygolfdojo.com. And if you want to just book one of the bays right now at Transit Niagara Falls, or maybe the upcoming one at 1812 Tavern, or later in after November at the Southtowns location on Burke Parkway. Again, it's mygolfdojo.com. We'll have a little bit more information on that coming up, but I want to talk about the Ryder Cup. And this week, six captains' picks going out. Keegan Bradley taking Justin Thomas, Colin Morikawa, Patrick Cantlay, Sam Burns, Ben Griffin, and Cam Young on the team. And we did our best, Kevin, you, me, Jeff Blank, Jeff Meadus, to try to pick the six. We all picked Keegan, and that's the story. He didn't pick himself. Let's start there. He ultimately went team versus individual, despite the fact that, you know, he loves this event as much as any American golfer does right now.
I thought he'd pick himself. That's because you'd pick yourself, right? I mean, every pro athlete wants the ball, you know, when the game's on the line. I mean, this guy's dreamed of playing in the Ryder Cup. He could fulfill his dream, and it wasn't like it was without merit. There was plenty of merit there in his play. He even showed it at the Tour Championship, right? So the argument for him playing on merit was there.
He would not have gotten a lot of negative pushback, I don't think, from anybody, including even media, of thing like, hey, what's he doing here? It seemed as though it was coming, we thought, yeah.
And every media member should, hey, you're either yes or no from the get-go. Don't do it after the fact, right? I think, secondly, the other reason I thought he'd pick himself, he doesn't have to play every match. Right. I mean, there's four players who sit out.
Right.
All right, so he goes out and plays early Thursday morning, and he's not going to play in the afternoon, Friday morning, excuse me, not going to play in the afternoon. He doesn't play well. Doesn't have to play on Saturday, right? And he plays a singles match. So he essentially playing twice.
Yeah.
And so that's also why I felt he could do it. He did make a strong case. Hey, these other guys played well. Cameron Young came on.
Definitely
right?
did.
And New York, I don't think you could deny him.
Patrick Cantlay came on late.
Patrick Cantlay, I think, played his way on from the Tour Championship. Yeah. Because to me, he was out. And you could look at all his record. And, you know, he pairs with Schauffele and scores points. Schauffele's been off this year. So I was like, well, why am I picking this guy to buoy somebody else? I had Novak on the team because of what he paired with Griffin. And if we're really trying to get something new in there to win, I thought, okay, well, you've got a new guy. Why not pair him with somebody that he's comfortable and had great success with? That was Andrew Novak, who also made the Tour Championship. Wasn't like Novak had a bad season. He didn't have a great tournament.
Yeah,
and neither did McNealy. So, and Harmon, the three guys who were out, or the three who didn't have good tournaments. I find it my only criticism is it came down to the Tour Championship. Like to me, that I thought was,
'cause, but you're playing well late. That means right, but there's also a month between the next event.
It's a 2 year point system. Yeah. Colin Morikawa made.
Which is why Morikawa was seventh in points.
Correct,
but he did not finish the season strong
or have a good season this year.
So yeah. It was interesting. I was debating this with other folks who were working PGA Tour Live last week at a dinner, and I'm like, you know, Morikawa has just not been the second half of the year has been, you know, he's been five caddies this year. Like the guy's a little lost, except for the ball striking. And when you're talking about foursomes, you need a guy who can strike the ball, right? That's Colin Morikawa. He just can't putt.
Yeah.
So that's. I mean, he's bad at putting. As far as a tour pro is concerned, he's, you know, like 120th, maybe 130th in putting, but he's third in ball striking. You know, it's hard to deny to not put him on there. But I just felt like if there was two guys who played their way in, well, to me, Morikawa was always in because of his ball striking then, obviously, and finishing. He was eighth. JT was seventh. Cantlay's the one who really played. Cantlay, Burns, and Young, those three played their way on.
Yeah, I had Cantlay, but I didn't. I obviously didn't think Keegan wouldn't pick himself, and I didn't think Morikawa because I didn't see much from him this year.
Right.
I know over 2 years he's been great, but the last 5 months he hasn't done a thing.
And when Keegan Bradley said, "Hey, there's some guys who think they're on this team that aren't going to be," I thought he was talking about Colin Morikawa.
I did too. Yeah, it was interesting what Keegan said though, that he all along, we may have thought he wanted to play, but his priority was coaching, and he said he wanted to do everything. He wanted to give it 100% effort, and he felt like if he played, he wouldn't be able to. But I don't agree with that.
I think people talked him out of playing.
Do you?
I think people involved, I think past captain, like, listen, this isn't just, he's not just on an island here, right? I mean, the PGA of America, right. Who named him, the captain's involved. He's got Webb Simpson, Brent Snedeker, like, everybody's putting their 2 cents in. Tom Watson was throwing his 2 cents in. And listen, who knows? Who knows? Maybe there was some other sponsored elements, right, saying, hey, pick this guy, that guy, what have you.
I'd be surprised if that was a factor, sponsors.
Let me ask you guys this. So the Ryder Cup is a legacy event, right? It builds legacy. I always think about Ian Poulter, who was a fine player, but you think of him as a Ryder Cup guy,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
So that comes with this event. If you're the first playing captain since
Palmer,
right?
Palmer. In the 60s.
That's a heck of a legacy to go up against. And if something goes wrong, that's what everybody's going to remember about you and about this particular team. So I just think he hedges a little bit there, and it works.
I think you're right about that, Tom. So part of that is, like, yeah, if they lose, everybody, the criticism's going to be there. But I also go to the athlete at hand. Like, you want the ball, and that guy, if your pick doesn't come through, and it could have been you when you're playing great. So I have a solution to this.
You're right.
I have a solution to this. The captains play a match, singles match, that is the first match out on Sunday.
Would it be a tiebreaker or would it count?
It's the tiebreaker. So there's no ties anymore.
Ooh, I like it.
That is a great idea.
So you know, it comes down to that last match, you know who's going to win or not based upon what occurred. The tiebreaker would be the captains.
And
why wouldn't we have the captains play?
The choice of captain then becomes a whole different conversation.
Bingo.
Too.
Yeah. 1,000%.
Yeah, you're getting a player.
Always.
Right. You're not getting a retired player at that point, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, no more Freddie Couples is not your captain then.
Or, hey, if he is, whatever. He plays a different set of tees, whatever. It is what it is. But I just think, like, I mean. Like,
all right, so let me get a yes-no from each one of you here.
Sure.
Is the team better or worse that Bradley's not playing? So, Tom, I'll start with you. Yes, just give me a yes or no.
Worse.
I think it's worse also. Dead air, Kev. It's a radio thing.
I'm going to say worse.
Okay.
I think he's a better player right now than Colin Morikawa. I think he'd beat Colin Morikawa in a match right now. So I think it's worse.
All right. And I'll make it 4-for-4.
Yeah.
Yes. I think for whatever logistical difficulties and challenges that there would have been with him having to do both, I think it could have been done. Like you said, he doesn't have to play all the time. There's 2 sessions Friday, 2 sessions Saturday. He most could have only had to play in one of those, you know, and you're going to play a singles match. I think it could have been done where he would have been able to help the team, you know,
his attitude is helping the team. Like, he's going to argue and fight and
all
know,
right.
Get in your face.
Let me ask you this question. Would anybody have had a problem if he said, I'm going to be a player and I have passed my captaincy over to Webb Simpson? Would anybody have a problem with that?
Well, he'd just be the assistant. He could still be the captain. He doesn't need to pass it on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, but Webb's going to handle all the stuff.
That's fine. He could have done that.
Yeah. That we all been fine with it.
Oh, yeah.
It's golf. You don't need a ton of coaching out there. Once you're out there, it's mano a mano. It's you versus those guys. It's the course and you.
It's more about the pairings at that point.
Yeah. The competitor inside of them, all right? The competitor inside of them, you guys are all athletes. The competitor inside, you would rather win the Ryder Cup as a player than a captain.
I'd rather win as player and captain.
Yeah, but I'm saying as a player, you'd rather
you'd
be the player winning.
Yeah, you want to win your matches. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, the European team is good.
Oh, yes.
Right?
The European team's really good.
Really
for
good.
Sure, for sure.
You know what his biggest problem is going to be? Who the hell does he pair with Bryson DeChambeau?
Because
he's a different animal. He's a
so is Cantlie.
Yeah, I know.
And I think that's part of the reason Cantlie got picked is because he's so annoying to play with. And it might drive those other guys nuts.
But Cantley's going to play with Schauffele. I mean, those guys.
And Burns will be with Scheffler.
How much they play? Well, not necessarily because
you can put anybody with Scheffler.
Cantlie and Scheffler were great in the President's Cup.
I could play with Scheffler.
Burns might be a great guy to put with. JT could play with anybody, but you put Burns or Morikawa in a foursome. You got the great ball striker with a great putter.
Could help.
And so people know foursomes, some of the people hit some of the time. That's the alternate shot.
That's alternate shot.
Four balls when everybody plays better ball.
That's the only thing about the Ryder Cup. Why can't we just say it's best ball, it's an alternate shot? Like,
make it easier for people to understand.
Yes.
Yep.
Well, they got rid of halves now, too.
They got rid of halves. It's tied. They got rid of all square. You know, they call it tied. Like, okay.
Real quick, though, on Tom's point on Europe, when I was talking earlier this week with the morning show and the afternoon show on WGI, I was saying, like, listen, when Europe rolls out their captain's picks, I think you're going to see that Europe looks deeper on paper. And I know the U.S. is favored, by the odds. I think a lot of that's home course. I think a lot of that is they have the best player in the world. But I think 1 through 12, Europe is going to be better. They're going to announce it next week. The six that are already in, it's McIlroy, McIntyre, Fleetwood, who, of course, just won. We're going to talk about him next segment. Rose, Rasmus Højgaard, and Tyrell Hatton. Those are the six that are in. The next six that would be if they went directly by points. Lowry is 7. I think he's in for sure.
Yes, he's in.
Sepp Straka has won twice this year. I know he's had some issues, off the course with his family, thing like that. Ludvig Åberg is 9.
Yeah.
Victor Hovland, 10. He's Matt in. Fitzpatrick, 11.
And by the way, Matt Fitzpatrick finished 3rd the last major at Bethpage Black, 2019 PGA.
He was all those guys are in, right? And now here's the one where I feel Wallace, like is the swap. Wallace at 12.
Hang on, Wallace.
It's going to be Rahm. It'll be the last.
Yeah, you're not. Well, Matt.
You think Fitzpatrick's making it? What's he done lately?
You've got Fitzpatrick. You got this guy, Marco Penge. Is it
Penge? Yes, Penge. He's been playing well lately.
He's been unbelievable.
He's 14th in points.
Right.
And Harry Hall's also finished strong.
Ooh, Harry Hall's the second best putter.
And Hutter, a good putter, too.
But they never even fitted him for an outfit in case he'd make it. Seriously.
Interesting.
And you know what? He's slow. Super slow.
But Rahm's going to get a spot.
Yeah, there's no way Rahm is off that team.
Right.
No way.
Well, that's why I was wondering if Straka maybe, because he's very cooled down.
Sepp was on the winning
down.
Team in 2023. He's on. I think Donald keeps the same roster, essentially.
Do you think he takes Fitzpatrick? So do you think it's 7 through 11 and then Rahm is 12?
Yes.
Yeah.
Done.
Deeper. Right?
Is Matt Wallace?
Matt Wallace would be 12. He'd be out then if Rahm was in.
Yeah. Matt Wallace is out.
Yeah. Europe's deeper, right?
Europe is deeper. No question about it. Yes.
But only 8 play at a time, other than the singles.
They destroyed the United States, though.
Yes.
In Italy.
They definitely are better at team when it's two.
I think Scheffler's going to make a big difference this week because he's so good. It's almost a guarantee, not a guarantee point, but that's. I mean, if he's going to get majority of his points. And
he went, I think he and Burns went 0-3-1.
Yeah, but he wasn't playing that good 2 years ago as he's playing right now.
Scheffler wasn't playing that good 2 years ago?
He was playing good, but not like he's playing right now.
He's unbelievable right now.
Unbelievable right now.
I think all those players, the U.S. team, are going to play in the first event here in a couple weeks in Napa, the Pro Corps. That's the story, which I hope is the case because I'm working that one. So
that'd be fun.
Yeah. I'm excited to get on a plane again in 2 weeks.
Not all right.
Really.
Great discussion. We'll keep it going. We got to talk about Fleetwood's win. We also going to get Jeff's Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. And we, of course, would invite you to head over to mygolfdojo.com. Get yourself a booking here. We are at the Niagara Falls Boulevard location. And there's also one on Transit and exciting news in South Downs location coming in November. All right, time out. Here was Tom. You want to stick with us through the whole show? All right, Tom Coppola from Golf Dojo going to stick with us here. Kevin Sylvester, Jeff Mitas. I'm Brian Colziel. Evan DePasquale back in our Amherst studios. More Tee to Green coming up from Golf Dojo on WGR right after this timeout.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Golf Dojo is Western New York's premier indoor golf experience. At Golf Dojo, you have access to fully enclosed suites powered by TrackMan, with two facilities conveniently located at 7350 Transit Road, Suite 3, and 1154 Niagara Falls Boulevard. We have created a comfortable and focused environment for any golfer to practice, play, and learn. Golf Dojo is open 7 days a week to the public and has a membership level that fits your game. Starting at $20 a month, all memberships include 24-hour access, club storage, discounted bay hours, and two locations with one membership. Golf Dojo is your space, your time, and your game. Book now and purchase memberships at mygolfdojo.com.
Golfers in Buffalo love to show their pride for their city and the game they love. Well, we love Buffalo and we love golf, and there's no better way to show that pride than with gear from Golf Buffalo. Designs and color schemes with an emphasis on Buffalo and Buffalo companies in the golf industry. Golf Buffalo belongs in your bag, perfect for gifts and your closet. Order today at golf-buffalo.com. That's golf-buffalo.com.
Custom Turf is Western New York's leading artificial turf provider. From indoor and outdoor putting greens to dog turf or playground and gym applications, Custom Turf can create beautiful, functional, and lasting spaces for you and your family to enjoy for years. We also install golf simulator systems so you can play and practice year-round on stunning reproductions of the world's best courses. With our 25-plus years of experience, if you can dream it, we can build it. For more information, call them at 716-945-0283 and check out their work at CustomTurf.com.
For 100 years, Lancaster Country Club has been about great golf, good times, and a welcoming community. Our championship course is among the best in Western New York, meticulously maintained, challenging for all skill levels, and ready for your next round. But golf is just the beginning. Whether it's a wedding, anniversary, or corporate event, our newly renovated clubhouse and banquet spaces set the stage for unforgettable moments. Membership opportunities are available. Be part of history at Lancaster Country Club. Visit lccny.com to learn more and schedule a tour today.
Hey, young golfers and parents in Western New York, are you ready to compete, improve your game, and have a blast on the course? The Western New York PGA Junior Tour is your gateway to elite junior golf in the region. Why join the Western New York PGA Junior Tour? Compete in professionally run tournaments at top courses, improve your skills with PGA professional guidance, connect with other junior golfers in a fun, competitive environment, develop values like integrity, perseverance, and sportsmanship. Whether you're just starting out or looking to take your game to the next level, our tour offers divisions for all skill levels and ages. This is your chance to shine. Spots are filling fast. Don't miss out. Register today at WNYPGA.com and get ready to tee it up with the best juniors in Western New York. The road to greatness starts here. Sign up now.
Scorey Lawley is proud to support TD Green and the Western New York golf community. For over 50 years, we've been trusted to help families achieve financial independence. Visit ScoreyLawley.com or call 716-674-6700 to learn more. Securities offered through Cattery Grant & Company, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Scorey Wealth Advisor Group, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. Scorey Wealth Advisor Group, LLC, Scorey Lawley Group, LLC, and Cattery Grant & Company, Inc. are separate entities.
Listen up, golfers. It's time for our tip of the week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond.
Welcome back here, Tee to Green, live on WGR, and check us out on our live video stream. We are on X, we're on Instagram, we're on YouTube at T2G Buffalo. Make sure you follow us during the offseason. We'll have our Winter Rules podcast throughout the year, and we're excited to be doing that. Of course, we'll be having some podcast talking about the Ryder Cup. We'll have a little bit more on that here throughout the show, but we are live here at Golf Dojo, Niagara Falls Boulevard. We appreciate you being with us here. Again, to book a tee time, mygolfdojo.com. Set up a lesson with Jeff Midas, our PGA pro. It's Jeff at mygolfdojo.com. And speaking of Jeff, he's going to lead off our segment here with our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA, which has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond. If you want to get involved in the game, go to WNYPGA.com. You want to get your son or daughter in junior league, junior tour, drive, chip, and putt, WNYPGA.com. Okay, Jeff. We are finishing up the PGA Tour season. We'll talk about Tommy Fleetwood's win here in a moment. But, you know, the season here for some as Kevin reminded us, a lot of educators won't get as much golf in here. Maybe time to do a little self-assessment of our golf game here as we go into the fall. You know, the weather is going to be a little different. So maybe some more indoor time, like place here. How do we do kind of a self-assessment here as maybe, you know, the summer comes to an end here in Western New York?
Well, if you're actually serious about improvement, you can't improve what you can't measure. So this is a great time of year to, you know, you still got a couple months to really work on a weakness in your game. So if you perceive a weakness in your short game or your putting or your bunker play, hey, we still got a couple months here to get way better at it. The other thing is start measuring what you do. Maybe start taking some stats. How many fairways am I hitting? How many greens am I hitting? How many putts? People don't track their putts, how often you have three putts, et cetera, et cetera. So if you get some numbers or you're coming to a TrackMan Bay and you can start to get some data, then you can actually start to improve. And this is a great time of year to go out and experiment with things. You know, club championship might be over. It's more fun playing this time of year. You know, you only hit fades. Hey, maybe I'll work on hitting draws this fall as much as I can. Change my ball flight up a little bit. Maybe I'm struggling with whatever. Change up something in your game or focus hyper-specifically on one part of your game where you can actually affect your scores and make them better. So if you set a goal, too, people need to set goals. I just want to get better. Well, let's set a goal. How much better do you want to get? What score do you want to shoot? What are you thinking about? You know, and if you have goals and you have things you can measure, that's a great way to get better. And when you watch golf on TV, like, you know, you watch what the good players are doing and see what you can mimic and pick up. And if you get a lesson, you can see the swings and how they move and things like that. They all do a lot of the same things. That's fundamentals. And always, as always, you can always go back to your fundamentals: grip, alignment, posture, and all those things, how we swing the club back. Little improvements can go a long way, and you can build your confidence over the winter. There's so much you can do away from the golf course to get better. I think people think if I'm not playing or I'm not outside, I can't get better. I can get better in your living room. So, and you can certainly get better here on a track, man. And that's why we call it RFILF, because you get that accurate, reliable feedback when you're hitting. So, hey, one goal would be a great goal for a lot of players. Let me get my club head speed up. Let me get my ball speed up. So say you got 100 miles an hour club head speed. Can I add 5 more miles per hour? Can I add 8 more miles per hour? How do I do that? Create a plan, stick to your plan, work your plan, and you'll be better in the spring.
One thing I know that you've had me do that I feel like has helped, I was actually doing it on the range this week with my high school team, is we were, you know, looking at a target, and I said, hey, grab the club that you think. I think we were looking at the 100 marker. Grab your club. I said, all right, now grab a different club. And then now, and we said, we had to do it 3 different ways, 3 different clubs.
Right.
I know you've had me do this drill here where you'd set it up, you know, like, okay, I'm gonna put you on our practice range here at Gojo at 150. Take whatever club you want. And then you said, okay, now take a different one. Take a different one. And you wanted me to get used to hitting different kinds of shots this way. I love doing that. I feel like that really helps you, especially then when you do go back outside onto the course, because there's elements, there's conditions, there's weather, there's wind, there could be the green speed, all those sort of things come into play. And all of a sudden now, instead of me just thinking I have only one way to do it, I've got different ways. And I know you've helped me in that.
Well, you create shot making, right? Yeah. And golf isn't about making swings. It's about hitting shots. And there's a big difference there. And I think people fail to realize that. So I like that drill because, say, your 7-iron is your 150-yard club. Well, I'm also going to try to hit my 8-iron there. And I'm going to find a way to hit my 9-iron there by moving it back in my stance, shutting it down, and hitting a big hook so it goes further. And I'm also going to hit a 6-iron there.
Yeah.
And I'm going to chip a 4-iron up there. So once you can learn to do that, then you start to really learn to control your blade. And the best players are the most creative. Kevin, you're out there with the tour players all the time. And the thing that they excel at, I mean, they all strike the ball beautifully, but their short games are amazing.
Incredible, yes.
Incredible. Yeah. They're so much better than the average golfer. It's not even close. And that kind of creativity bleeds into your short game, too, right? So then you learn to hit different shots, anything you could do. And then, you know, people don't practice swinging fast. You know, they go out and they were told to swing easy, and they were told to keep their head down, and all those things aren't good for your golf swing. So this winter, come out and try to just blast shots. You know, try to hit it as hard as you can. You may practice 100 miles an hour, but you may only play it. You're at 90, you practice at 100. Well, maybe your comfort speed goes up to 95 miles an hour then. So you start to add speed. You start to add a lot of things to your game. And understanding it's not just swinging. It's putting, it's chipping, it's pitching, it's mental game. It's all that stuff.
I was in here last winter with Jeff, and, you know, I have the good fortune of just coming in and picking his brain a little bit. And we were talking about mid-irons. And we really started focusing on carry distance, right? Like, where is your carry? Stop talking about what club you hit 150 yards, right?
Right.
What will you make sure you're going to cover with this? And I'm out at Lockport or anywhere, right? And I'm thinking, okay, I got to make sure I get it to 140. Right. I really can't hit it past 170 here. And you just make better shots, to your point.
Right, well, and then you use the 80% rule, right?
Right.
I pull this off 80 or 90% of it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that's why players, you know, you see them before rounds, right? They show the range, and they all have their track man out there to measure, hey, what's my 7-iron doing today?
Yeah.
And the caddy's jotting down the numbers.
And every why is day, that, Kev? Because the conditions change.
Conditions are different. Hey, every day's different, right? And
Kevin, it could even be different from that they have a 7 a.m. tee time versus a 2 p.m. tee time, right?
1,000%, right? And they're hitting – now, the advantage they have, they go over to the little tent there where Jeff worked for the PGA, and they're like, oh, you know, I play the Callaway Chrome Soft Tour, which, by the way, number one distance ball in golf that just came out in the survey. So they grab their Callaway balls,
yep,
and those are the range balls they use. You know, we don't have that you know, most of us are using.
You could do that here because you could bring your own golf balls.
Yes, yeah. You could do that here, but I'm saying you're going out for your round today, yep, and on your range, you probably do not have your Callaway Chrome Soft Tour golf balls hit there.
You've got hard rocks.
Yeah, you've got some balls that have been beaten to death all season long. So you're not going to get an accurate thing, but every good club or driving range has, hey, this marker today is 100. This is 125. So hit at that and see where, okay, my 8-iron is flying. It's coming up short of the 150. Well, so keep that in mind when you get out there. Maybe using factor in the ball, like, well, it's just short of the 150. I'm going to hit my 8 here because I think I'm going to carry it with that club. You got to, you know, it's how you prepare, I think, sometimes.
And your body's different every day. Like, some days you're ripping it, and some days it doesn't feel so good. So all those things, that's what makes golf great, right? Every day we walk out there, we don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
It's going to be different. We're outside. And all those things. And stock yardages are a baseline.
Yes.
And everything else is nuance.
All right. Good idea there. Good tips from Jeff as you assess your game. Again, WNYPGA.com to get involved in this great game that we all love. We appreciate the Western PGA's support of Tee to Green and our shows all year. They're one of our presenting sponsors, along with Golf Dojo, where we are here today. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Hey, you know, the off season is where you're going to do equipment upgrades. That's our number one spot to go. Go see Donna and Pat Phillips, who we have on the show once a month. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Dome. We talked about the turf in here, Custom Turf, one of our presenting sponsors. CustomTurf.com. And Michelob Ultra, who's been with us for many years.
And if you had a bad round, see Michelob Ultra. Responsibly. Responsibly, by the way.
Hey, congratulations to Nick Palladino winning our section championship at Brookfield this week. Kid's a really, really good player.
Yeah,
very, very good.
Nice job. The yesterday at Glen Oak, I know we were practicing the PGA Assistance Tournament.
There was an Assistance Tournament, and there was also a playing ability test for the Western PGA. 36 holes in one day.
We were wondering because the two groups behind us, there was a 4 caddy out there, and that was part of that. I was talking with Anthony Shire over there from Glen Oak. He said, there was some playing tests going on.
Aspiring PGA professionals trying to get through their playing portion of their membership.
Very cool.
It's hard to do.
Hopefully that went well.
Yeah.
Hey, before we go to break, let's talk about Tommy Fleetwood's win. He's the FedEx Cup champion. And talk about perseverance, Kevin. I know you've even not only followed him, but interviewed him.
Yeah.
He's been classy the whole way, even in crushing defeat, even in blowing big leads. He's a guy that I would think, and you can tell me otherwise, you would be wanting to root for, and what a stage for him to win, to get that first PGA Tour win.
He comes across as a good fella, just in personal interactions. And I think the whole sports world was rooting for Tommy Fleetwood, right?
Yeah.
I mean, especially if you're in Buffalo, you're rooting for Tommy Fleetwood. I mean,
David Clark and LeBron were tweeting things out.
Yes.
I'm happy for him in playing great golf. His attitude, though, was amazing, right? Even leading up to him, he's like, listen, you know what? Everybody looks at it as his failures, but listen, the guys who win a lot are always in contention. So as long as I keep putting myself in contention, I believe it's going to happen.
Be your own best friend. Wasn't that one of his quotes?
Yeah.
I love that line.
You know, be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. And that's what he did. Now, I will say the 15th hole was an obstacle. Like you saw, he shanked it on Saturday in the water, made double bogey, and then It's kind of a similar setup on Sunday. You could visibly see it. I was covering that on Featured Holes on PGA Tour Live with Susie Whaley. You could see he was worried about the hole, and he gassed one, but he kept it dry. That's all that mattered. Bogey was fine. Double was disaster. Then it's in his head. And it was great to see him, come through with it.
You said something interesting. 10 of the 30 players missed that green.
Oh, on Saturday, round three.
Yeah.
There's 30 players. A third of the field rinsed it.
The best players in the world.
Yes.
Yes.
Such a hard hole at the Tour Championship.
Yeah. Fleetwood will be a guy we're going to have to figure out a way to root against in the Ryder Cup.
Just for a week.
Just for a week.
As a fellow mini driver guy, I'm a big Tommy Fleetwood fan, so it's exciting. It's exciting to see him get one. And it was a month ago that he has another gutting loss, and he just keeps coming back, and he's just incredible.
Yeah.
Great story.
I agree. Okay, let's take our final timeout. When we come back here, we will get some final news and notes, and again, that information on some of the exciting new news coming up for Golf Dojo down in the South Towns with Tom Coppola from Golf Dojo. Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. I'm Brian Kulziel. More Tee to Green coming up from the Niagara Falls Boulevard location on WGR and on our live stream at Tee to G Buffalo.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a unique spot for your next meal? The Pendleton Creek Pub in North Tonawanda is an inviting, relaxed bar and pub. It's the perfect spot for you, your friends, and your family. The Pendleton Creek Pub is open to the public. It has the best pub cuisine, plus weekly dinner specials, live music, and weekend breakfast that'll have you craving more. Have a celebration you're ready to plan? The Pendleton Creek Pub, patio, and cabin offer one-of-a-kind settings that make it unlike any other place in Western New York. Weddings, showers, birthdays, anniversaries, or work parties, Pendleton Creek can host them all. If you're ready to book your golf tournament, Pendleton Creek should be your first call. Don't wait, as they have just a few prime summer weeks left. Current golf membership is full for 2025, but if you're interested in joining them in the future, give them a call to be placed on their waiting list. Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Pub. Come in and check it out in person at 4385 Tonawanda Creek Road or visit them online at pendletoncreek.com.
How many times do you see this question on social media? Does anyone know a good plumber? Yes, I do. It's PCS. PCS Plumbing and Heating is your full-service source for plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and excavation services. You can rely on PCS to provide the best service possible, which is why they carry Train brand HVAC equipment. It's hard to stop a train. Call today for a free estimate at 716-822-4302 or go to the website at pcsplumbing.com.
Are you serious about improving your golf game? Your first stop should be Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Woods to Wedges and their fitting studio is Western New York's first dedicated club fitting center. The heart of Woods to Wedges fitting studio is the TrackMan Pro Launch Monitor. Based upon Doppler radar technology, TrackMan is the most sophisticated piece of golf fitting equipment ever designed and is used by over 150 PGA Tour players. And be sure to check out Woods to Wedges with their new expanded hitting studios, fitting centers, and SAB putt lab center. Their new studios can be utilized for fittings as well as lessons too. Their expanded selection will also give you the confidence to know that you'll get the very best in club selection that'll be custom fit for your game. So if you want to improve your game, get custom fit with the same technology that the pros use. Play the game with the clubs that are precisely fit to your swing. Call now and book your fitting at Woods to Wedges, 632-3021. Check out more online, woodstowedgesbuffalo.com. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, custom fit for your game.
Welcome West New York golfers from Glen Oak Golf Club to another season with our great friends from Tee to Green. Here at Glen Oak, we're excited to get you started on your newest golf goals whether they are testing the latest club technology with our TrackMan launch monitor, tuning yourself up with instruction and coaching from our PGA Golf professionals, or just having a memorable experience with your friends and family. Please come and test yourself on our challenging Robert Trent Jones Sr. signature layout, West New York's most played golf course. Go to glenoak.com to book now, and let's make some birdies and memories together.
Looking for the perfect place to call your golf home this season? Tri-County Country Club is ready to become your golf home in 2025. Located just into Chautauqua County, Tri-County Country Club is just a 40-minute drive from Buffalo and has membership options and affordable rates that will fit your needs. No initiation, no wait list, pristine golf conditions on a course known for its rolling fairways, undulating greens, and beautiful natural scenery. Check out their membership information at tricountycountryclub.com. Also, there's more reason than ever to join today, as a brand new clubhouse is almost complete and will be a great place for your post-round meal and fun. So head to tricountycountryclub.com or contact GM and PGA Pro Dan Redding and see why Tri-County Country Club is ready for you to be a new member today.
Are you interested in really improving your game, or do you finally want to learn to play the great game of golf? The best way to achieve these goals is with quality, personalized, professional, private instruction. From PGA Class A certified professional with over 25 years of experience coaching players of all skill levels. Enjoy the private bays and TrackMan experience at the Golf Dojo and make your game better with a lesson. Contact PGA Director of Golf Jeff Midas at jeff@mygolfdojo.com. Play better, have more fun.
Time for a check of the PGA Tour Leaderboard, brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And by the First Tee of Western New York. Visit firsttwesternny.org.
Big thanks to First Tee of Western New York and to Callaway Chrome Soft for their sponsorship of the PGA Tour Leaderboard all year. And there is no official event this week. Of course, last week, the Tour Championship, Tommy Fleetwood won. We talked about that last segment. The next official PGA Tour event is the Pro Core Championship in Napa at the North Course, the Silverado Resort. That should be fun. And then after that, the only other PGA Tour event on the schedule is the Ryder Cup. That, of course, run by the PGA of America at Bethpage State Park, the Black Course. We'll be talking about that quite a bit here over the next month here on our Tee to Green podcast.
And your Champions Tour Report is brought to you by Donald Ross Sportswear, your hometown premium golf apparel company. Find us in your local pro shop or online at DonaldRoss.com. I saw Rob Stein at Brickfield this week, the owner of
Rob's awesome.
Yeah, from Donald Ross, and I was glad I had all my super sweet Donald Ross gear. I love wearing it. And last week's event was the Ally Challenge at Warwick Hills Country Club, and Stuart Sink beat my man, the Big Easy Ernie Els, in a playoff.
All right, LPGA Tour Report brought to you by Puma Golf Shoes. Miranda Wang and Se-Young Kim are the co-leaders at 11 under par after two rounds of play at the FM Championship. That's at TPC Boston, Norton, Mass., where they used to play the old Deutsche Bank Championship in the playoffs. I actually like that golf course. Madeline Sengstrom is two back at 9 under.
All right. Thanks again to Donald Ross, Puma Golf Shoes.
We've been with Donald Ross for a long time.
Yeah, they've been a great supporter.
Yep. We're all wearing the hoodies this morning.
Yeah,
these are good for these type of mornings.
Only golf shirt my wife says looks good on me.
The Donald Ross
ones, yes.
Yeah, we use them for our staff shirts here, too.
Yes. Right?
So we look good.
Love it. Live back here for our final segment of our WGR season. Tee to Green here at the Niagara Falls Boulevard location of Golf Dojo. Tom Coppola, one of the co-owners, is with us here. Max Grundy, the other co-owner, working hard at the Southtowns location right now this morning. Max, if you're listening, good morning.
He is working hard at 1812 so that we can be open this weekend. And he is listening because I'm getting some feedback. So and all good. So hi, Max.
Yes. Hi, Max. Thanks for your support of the show this season. We appreciate it. Kevin, real quick here. We have, starting in March all the way through here, the end of August, we've got to courses and golf facilities all across Western New York. But two of our home courses, we like to say, is that our home courses here, Tee to Green, Pendleton Creek Golf Club, where I play. I want to give a big thanks to the owners and Don Schneider and Dylan Hayes and everybody over there for their support of the show. Everybody over there, every time I walk in, something positive about Tee to Green. So thank you very much. And, of course, Mike Szabo and everybody over at Lancaster, too.
Yeah, the membership of Lancaster, and we've had a great year of welcoming new people in. The clubhouse is complete in its renovations, recovering from.
Looks great.
They've really done a fantastic job with it. I always love when I hit a shot not so great, and I hear, Tee to Green! Green out there. So, but all the members out there, and we got a cool event going. I'll tell you the one thing Mike Szabo and the staff does, and remember, they come up with a lot of, you know, like innovative events, cool events. Like this weekend, it's a scratch invitational. Members can play or a guest, and so it's from the Blues, the Tips, and there's no strokes. It's scratch, but we've got 28 teams, right? A lot of teams, including mine, know we have no chance at winning. But it's fun to compete. Like, we played yesterday with my friend Mike and his guests are the defending champions, and they're unbelievable players. But, you know, it was great to play with them and try to keep up. We did for a little while. and then they hit the gas, right?
One hole.
But, you know, we finished three over in the first round, which is, I think we're in the top third. If you will, I think we're 12th around there.
That and a bag of chips has a nice lunch, guys.
It certainly does. We are donors this weekend, that's for sure, Jeff. But we pitched in for the side stuff. Hey.
It's always fun to compete, though. You know, and that's how you get better. Yeah. I always tell people, you know, compete at a higher level, right? That's the only way you get better is play with better players.
The rising tide raises all boats. But yeah, thanks to everybody out there at Lancaster. It's been a great golf season, and we got a lot of great stuff happening this fall. And if you're considering a place. You know, if you're in the Lancaster area, Williamsville, West Seneca area, you know, kind of out that way, you know, check us out. If you're looking to join a club, we welcome families. Kids golf's great there. And I know the same at Pendleton.
For sure. And the Pendleton Creek Pub's open to the public. It's a really, really unique spot. If you've never
great
been
bar.
There, it's an
yeah.
old horse barn that they've transferred into a great dining facility and pub. And I know
they make a great breakfast there.
They do. We had a really, really good breakfast. And they've got them on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. So feel free, come out and come to the bar, come to the restaurant. It's a good spot to watch Bills games, too. Hey, I know you, before the show, you're talking about your golf road trip. We always are excited to hear about that. But your work research trip.
Your work retreat.
I've got a really, really cool, if you're looking for like that crazy trip here. So you can play a golf course that actually is in two different countries at the same time.
Come on now.
Yes. So if you ever want to make a trip to the Torino Golf Club, it starts in Finland. When you cross over the sixth hole, you tee off, and then you end up in Sweden.
Really?
It crosses over there.
Do you have to go through customs?
Yeah, I was gonna say.
And it's a one-hour time difference as well. So in the course of your round, you actually can save some time. So you actually get an hour free of golf, although you do have to cross back over at the end.
Do you get your passport stamped?
That's a good question. Yeah, so anyway, the standout feature is the sixth hole. It's a par 3, 132 yards. You tee off in Sweden, and you land on a green in Finland. And then during the course of the hole, there's a marker that you cross the one-hour zone time difference. So if you hit a shot at 2 o'clock, it'll actually land at 3 o'clock. Pretty cool. You had balls in the air for a long time.
That's interesting.
Yep. So it's in, it says that it's been described as that tee shot that's in the air for an hour and 5 seconds.
Maybe we should take a tee to green golf trip there.
With our helicopter.
We could organize one and the members can, you know, I mean, what? Why not?
Yep.
It'd be fun.
Okay.
I've never been
up there. I'll work on it.
If you want to say it's the world longest hole in one, if you made a hole on that course.
Very good.
You like that.
I hit it in one country. It landed in the other.
That's right. So if you're looking for like a unique, unique spot, they've got a really cool tee marker with the Swedish flag and the Finnish flag. But yeah, it's known as the Green Zone Golf Course, but it's the Torino Golf Club. Again, it's straddling the Finland-Sweden border. But 7 holes in Finland, 11 holes in Sweden, split by the Torn River, and a time change in the middle on the sixth hole. That's a par 3. You tee off in one country and it lands in the other.
There are a ton of Scandinavian golf courses that you can play at Golf Dojo. So I was just looking really quickly
to see if we had it.
And Trackman, you have your work to do. Let's go get Torino on the
pretty cool, all right?
Trackman, yep.
Throw that on your research road trips.
Yeah. I've been to Finland.
Yeah.
The Sabres opened up.
That's right, Helsinki.
Helsinki.
And I went to Stockholm for the Sabres. They lost both those games. I know that shocks you.
Yeah, no, it didn't shock me there, no.
Helsinki, they won. They got off to that good start there. They won both of those games.
They played the Ducks.
They beat the Ducks and the Kings, and they had just signed Erhoff and Leno. They were on their way to the Cup.
I just remember we filmed that kind of weird eats feature around the marketplace, and I there's a boat. They had pickled eel, and this guy goes, "Come on, American, eat it!" And I took a bite out of it, and it tasted like seaweed and turds all at once. And this woman on the boat goes, "Here, drink." She hands me his wine, and I realized it was her wine. And I was like, "Okay, I don't know what I just caught, but it was something."
Yeah,
that's
so,
a great way to finish the show. Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah.
I agree.
End the year.
Yeah. I agree. Tom, real quick, congratulations again on the new opening. Give everybody just if in the last 30 seconds here all the info about what's happening.
3930 Burke Parkway in the South Towns, Blaisdell, New York. We're right behind the McKinley Wegmans. We're so excited to be out there. Look for our opening drive, our membership drive, $350, 10 packs of hours, so $35 an hour, and a new booking system from TrackMan. It's a great fall here at Golf Dojo. We can't wait to have you.
MyGolfDojo.com. If you want to get lessons, Jeff@MyGolfDojo.com. Tom, thank you for you and Max's support
always.
Of Tee to Green and all you do for golf across Western New York. And to all of our partners and presenting sponsors and home clubs, thank you for everything you do to help us promote the game here of golf in Western New York. That's why we do the show, because we love the game. We love promoting it. Big thanks back in our Amherst studios. Kevin, you and I have worked with many different producers over the years in our broadcasting lives. And waking up bright and early on a Saturday morning, Evan's been there on time every week, done a great job. So, Evan DePasquale, kudos to you.
His enthusiasm is unmatched.
I agree. Very professional. Very professional.
I agree. Thank you, Evan. Thanks to Jeff Blank, not with us here in person today, but a big part of our Tee to Green team for all of his work on our social media and all of his other great elements that he brings to the show. Kevin, thank you. Have a great fall.
All right. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, we'll be on the podcast, our Winter Rules podcast here on Tee to Green. Jeff Mitis, thank you for being the star of the show.
Yeah, it's been fun. I love doing it. I hope people have as much fun listening as we have doing it.
Yeah, don't forget, follow us on social media. We'll be doing live shows and podcasts throughout the year on Instagram, on X, and on YouTube at T2G Buffalo. But that'll wrap things up here from the Golf Dojo Niagara Falls location. Again, Niagara Falls Boulevard location. MyGolfDojo.com. Thanks for listening all year long. If you've been a big fan, and enjoy the fall. Go Bills, and we'll talk to you soon right here on Tee to Green.
You've been listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Be sure to tune in next week at 7 a.m. for the best local golf talk. And follow the Tee to Green team on social media at T2G Buffalo.
Have you ever wanted to join a country club? Playing golf on a meticulously groomed course is an experience that you won't be able to compare. Plus, it's more than top-notch golf. It's also casual and fine dining, swimming, and socializing. It's been called Western New York's best-kept secret. It's Lockport Town and Country Club. And right now, you can come and enjoy one of the best 18-hole golf experiences, all while embracing one of the most unique layouts in all of Western New York. There are so many ways to enjoy being a member with their incredible indoor-outdoor patio and their addition of their new simulators. For more information or a tour, call Roland at 716-433-5969, extension 103. One round at Lockport Town and Country Club will make you a fan for life. Lockport Town and Country Club, 717 East Avenue in Lockport.
Pita Gourmet, Western New York's premier fast casual Mediterranean dining experience. Lunch or dinner, dine-in, takeout, delivery, and catering with six convenient locations. Signature pita wraps and pita pockets opens with a rice or salad vase. Something for every age, including our kids box. The originator of the Greek fries. We pride ourselves in our unique menu offerings. All our items completely customizable and made with the highest quality products. Stop in and see for yourself. You'll be in and out in minutes.
The Miller Tennis Center in Williamsville is the premier year-round tennis club in the Buffalo area. Regardless of your age or skill level, the Miller Tennis Center has a program for you. Under local ownership, Todd and Debbie Miller have been passionate about providing an enjoyable tennis experience, all while partaking in the benefits of playing and practicing at an outstanding facility. The Miller Tennis Center's professional staff is the best in the area, winning many national and international awards for their service and certifications. For more information on their programs, junior tennis, or membership details, stop into the Miller Tennis Center at 5959 Sheridan Drive in Williamsville or visit their website, millertenniscenter.com.
Not all video is created equal. Sure, your phone can shoot video, but does it capture your brand's story with the quality and impact it deserves? For 20 years, David Collins Productions has helped hundreds of Western New York companies stand out with high-caliber video content that drives results. From manufacturing to medical, retail to real estate, we know what works. It's time to take your video marketing up a notch. Let's make something powerful together. David Collins Productions. Video that means business. Visit us at davidcollinsproductions.com.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.